Well, this is the sutra. This is the text in Khonsa's translation of the Heart Sutra. Now, I've no intention of giving a word-for-word commentary. That would be rather difficult, and it perhaps wouldn't be of any great general interest. But I'd like to begin by saying a few words about the title of this work. In Sanskrit, the title is Prajna Paramita Hridaya Sutra. So let's begin at the end and ask, first of all, what is a sutra? This is one of the terms that you'll constantly be encountering in your study of Buddhism. So what is a sutra? A sutra, which in a way is the basic Buddhist text, a sutra is a discourse spoken by the Buddha. If anything is regarded as canonical, if it's regarded as issuing from the lips of the Buddha himself, it's usually called a sutra. So a sutra means a text, a canonical text, a scripture embodying the Buddha's own teaching. Now, broadly speaking, there are, in Buddhist literature, two kinds of sutras, which are usually known as Hinayana sutras and Mahayana sutras. Some of the Hinayana sutras are in Pali, others are in Sanskrit, but all the Mahayana sutras are in Sanskrit. And the Heart Sutra is a Mahayana sutra, and it is, as we've already seen, in Sanskrit. Now, secondly, the Heart Sutra is a Prajna Paramita Sutra. Let's see what that means. The Mahayana sutras themselves are divided into several groups. I'm not going to go into that in detail. But the most important group, perhaps, is the group of what is known as Prajna Paramita Sutras, or Perfection of Wisdom Sutras. And this is a very large group of sutras indeed. There are altogether about 35 independent texts, all known as Prajna Paramita Sutras, and some of these texts are very lengthy indeed. And as their name suggests, all these texts, all 35 of them, deal with prajna, or wisdom. Or rather, strictly speaking, they deal with prajna paramita, which is sometimes translated as perfect wisdom, sometimes as transcendental wisdom, and sometimes, rather more literally, as the wisdom that goes beyond. Now, the question which arises at this stage, at this point, is admitting or recognizing that the Prajna Paramita texts deal with wisdom, with perfect wisdom. What is wisdom? What do we mean by wisdom? The English word wisdom, unfortunately, is rather vague. It can mean worldly wisdom, it can mean something more philosophical. But the Sanskrit word prajna is more precise. Prajna comes from a root, a Sanskrit root, meaning to know. To know. And the prefix pra is what we may call an emphatic prefix, which makes the succeeding word stronger, as it were. So prajna, we may say, is not just knowledge. It's supreme knowledge, or even superlative knowledge. Or we may say, knowledge par excellence. Or we can say again, knowledge with a capital K. This is prajna. But knowledge of what? In knowledge of what does wisdom or prajna consist? And the answer to this question in all Buddhist literature, in all Buddhist tradition and teaching, is quite straightforward, quite unambiguous. Knowledge in this sense, knowledge as prajna, means knowledge of reality. knowledge of things as they really are. Knowledge of things, if you like, in their ultimate depth, their ultimate transcendental dimension.